The Auction Indian community had groundwater quality and availability issues. In 2007, the tribe decided to address those problems. Part of the solution was building a new surface water treatment plant that started operating last fall. The facility provides water to more than 900 Auction community members and services the tribe's enterprises such as its casino 50 miles south of Phoenix. The new plant is also winning awards. The tribe received the 2013 Water Treatment Project of the Year Award from the Arizona Water Association for its use of technological innovation. Janie Long is the capital project manager for the Auction Indian community. Long says before the surface water plant was built, the tribe relied on groundwater wells. She says the catalyst came when the tribe drilled a new well that was low producing and hit bedrock at 600 feet deep. Long describes hitting bedrock as game over for water drilling. She says the tribe decided to search for the deepest bedrock tables on its reservation and ran into another problem.
At the same location where the surface water plant is, we had the well driller come out, and he drilled, and he drilled, and he drilled, and he drilled. And we went down well over 2,000 feet, and the hydrologist came back with the good news, bad news thing. And basically, if we wanted to go into commercial salt production, the brine concentration in that area was high enough we could commercially produce salt.
The Auction community receives about 75,000 acre-feet of water a year from the Colorado River. That's about 24 billion gallons of water that is piped through a series of canals to the reservation. Long says using the river water was a logical choice because it does not need to be treated for arsenic or nitrate like the groundwater on the reservation. Arsenic naturally occurs in Arizona groundwater, and nitrate is caused by agricultural runoff from the tribe's farming operations. Long says Auction's allotment of Colorado River water meets the needs of tribal members and its agricultural sector.
It works out to about 160 acres of cotton a year that we would be taking out of production in order to support this plant. Auction currently farms about 16,000 acres, so literally it's a drop in the bucket as far as the farms doesn't even miss what we're using in order to supply this.
Corollo Engineers was hired to design the surface water treatment plant. The company's senior vice president, Dave Sobeck, says tribal leaders wanted to use the latest and greatest for the facility.
The community had made it very clear that they wanted to go with a technology that was very robust, that provided a very high-quality, consistent drinking water, and one that would have kind of a longer-term outlook to it. It provided them with a lot of future flexibility, both in terms of expanding the facility itself very quickly and cost-effectively, and also some flexibility in dealing with potential changes in water quality or potential changes in regulation.
The plant uses membrane technology to filter water. Long says to think of it as having a straw with pores on the outsides of it.
So you're pulling the water through the sides of the straw, and anything you don't want going in is sticking to the outside of the straw, and you're pulling the fresh water through via a vacuum.
The membrane filters out things like bacteria, viruses, and particles to produce clean drinking water. I'm Laura Palmisano, Arizona Public Media.